meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Can I give the phone number out?
No, just sit here. Listen to the breathe. Well, or just bring the, wouldn't need a right to bring the cyber guy in yet, would it?
We'll just relax for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's just kick back. I don't think we've ever sat here for 5 minutes in silence before the show. Sort of unsettling.
I thought it was strange.
I didn't realize it until I tried to talk, and I couldn't.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not a talking night. Drew doesn't feel like talking. I'm kind of talked out, believe it or not. Here's my thing. If I'm not complaining, I'm not talking.
Oh, you have nothing to complain about?
Here's my dilemma. It's like porn. I love porn, but I'm cheap, you know?
Right.
So what do you do because it costs money? And it's the same thing. It's like I love to complain, but I'm lazy.
I see. And
complaining does take effort.
Mm-hmm. It does.
You know, and I go through my day thinking, oh, here's something to complain about. And then I think, I don't want to get up. I'll complain about it tomorrow.
I think David Alan Greer kind of burned us out, too.
Yeah.
He's depleting.
David was going through a very difficult time. If you didn't hear the show last night, he had his girlfriend screw around on him.
And again and again and again.
Yes. We found out off the air who the names of the guys his lady was cheating with. Of course, we can't mention them on the air, but they were all names you would have heard.
Impressive list.
Yes, impressive. Not so bad, really.
Let's save some babies!
So our thoughts and prayers go out to David and his family, what's left of it. And let's speak to Angela, 31. Angela?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. I've just got a quick question.
I don't think there will be any quick questions here tonight, so
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, no, this is not a quick question, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering something. Is there a relation between, like, really, really enjoying giving oral sex and, like, having, like, diarrhea or anything? Because...
Oh, yes. Certainly. I mean, do the math.
I certainly would tell my daughter it would be diarrhea and weight gain. Absolutely.
Did she say oral or anal?
Oh, yeah, oral.
And having diarrhea?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Well, because, I don't know, I really, really enjoy giving it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I have an orgasm.
You have an orgasm through giving oral sex?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Like dripping wet. I can't help it.
Wow.
But,
What is that? What is it that's so gratifying about that experience?
I don't know. I like the feeling. I like it in...
Yeah.
I like it graphic. I like it in my throat.
Yeah. Ooh, the throat. But...
I like to get face.
All right. Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you like the guy to use your face as... the same way I use my pillow in high school?
Yeah.
or your...
Yeah.
Beanbag chair?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also your
most girls
gym socks
want
and things.
Grab their head, but I like it. Yeah. But I'm just wondering, is doing it too much, and like with like several different guys, is that like a problem?
Well, what about the diarrhea part?
Oh, it's a kind of a problem for me, yeah. But
you get that immediate
last week or two?
Well, wait a second.
About the last week.
But isn't it? You've been doing this for a long time, right?
Yeah, but not like I have lately.
So lately you went crazy with it. And that's why you're associating this diarrhea with this.
That's what I'm wondering.
Upsurge.
Right.
All right. Well,
have you...
What?
And when the volcano goes off, do you look at... Is it... I don't mean the guy's penis. I mean literally the volcano. Do you look at that as the gods punishing the villagers? Do you know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yes, the random events become coupled in your mind with whatever's going on in your life.
You know, she has diarrhea or has had some kind of stomach flu or something and has been giving guys a lot of oral lately.
They may or may not be associated.
Well, you're saying that you're...
different. I'm not doing anything else different.
But are you swallowing vast amounts of ejaculate?
I swallow every time, but it's not like six guys in one day or nothing, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's not like an everyday thing, but...
Right, right. And you don't have a particular boyfriend?
Not really, no.
And you would be gratified just doing this. You don't need to have sex.
Oh, no, I fully enjoy sex, too, Daddy.
Okay, Mama. It's good to know, but I'm losing it now.
Okay, what?
You a big gal?
No, I'm 5'9", 140.
Nice. Usually when girls call you Daddy, it means they're large.
No,
I don't know why.
I'm not large.
Okay, baby. I mean,
Mama.
Mama.
Big? No, I'm not big mama either.
Yeah, I enjoy a little oral myself.
I think that's where the daddy comes from.
The mama?
Yeah.
And what about, what gives you the orgasm with the oral sex?
I
know you don't know, but do you think you like the control feeling?
Like being controlled.
Yeah, it's different.
Definitely, but I like to control, I like the fact that I'm controlling him, basically.
Okay, so what about the fact, so you're basically saying you've ingested a fair amount of semen over the last few weeks. Could that be the cause of the diarrhea?
Right.
All right.
It's possible. It's not the semen itself. It'd be some infection you got from one of these guys. And, yeah, it's possible.
What would guys transmit through their semen? I mean, obviously, the whole HIV stuff.
HIV.
And other venereal diseases.
All the other venereal diseases.
But what about if a guy has a flu?
Right, viruses.
Viruses will go through the semen,
they
too.
Could. Yeah, they could.
They could?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, maybe one of these guys had a virus, and that's how he transmitted it to her.
It could be. Or maybe this hurt me. I don't know. It's really hard to say with her. But I wanted to bring up something else I meant to bring up a couple weeks ago. You mentioned the volcano going off and the villagers associating the eruption of the volcano with some of their rituals and things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a famous behavioral psychologist by the name of B.F. Skinner who wrote a famous paper about pigeons, where they would teach pigeons to peck this certain spot in a piece of food, and some seeds would come down for it every time it pecked. And after they trained at that, they would then start sending the seeds down randomly.
Right.
And the pigeons would start developing all these elaborate rituals to try to get the seeds to come down.
Because they thought they had something to do with these random seeds coming down.
In fact, they're just coming down randomly. It's called the case of the superstitious pigeon.
Well, this is life, I don't know why this is popping in my head thinking of pigeons, but I was watching the Emmy pre-show or something, and they interviewed that Kim Cattrall, the one who plays the slut on Sex and the City.
The sex addict, flat out.
Well, right, she plays a sex addict.
I'm thinking about liberated woman.
Liberated woman.
Flat out sex addict.
Sex addict on Sex and the City. And I always figured I didn't like her, but now I know I hate her because someone interviewed her, and she was up for an Emmy as well as her castmate, Cynthia Nixon, I believe it was.
I think she's great.
The red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Right, and someone said, now you're both up for the same Emmy, any competition, any this, any that, and she said, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to talk about it. And the person sort of laughed and shrugged and said, seriously, is there competition between? And she said, I don't want to jinx it. And I thought, what a bitch. And she sort of walked away. And then I thought, but then they both lost. So now, does Kim Cattrall get to talk about it next time she's nominated? I'm guessing she won't. She seems to think that she has some power over the outcome of it by her not wanting to talk about it, wanting to jinx it.
That's right.
But you didn't talk about it, and you both lost.
So next time, talk extra with everybody about it?
If you think you have power over it...
You might do that.
You might do that. And I'm guessing she won't do that, but that really just shows how stupid people are, because she will not want to jinx it next year if the two of them get nominated again. I don't know why people need to think that. I mean, we talk about this all the time, that people need to think that they control their life or the things that they can't control in their life. There are many things you can control in your life, although people don't control those things. They're not as interested in those things.
Yes.
And then conversely, they're obsessed with controlling things they can't control in life.
It is.
It's a huge waste of time.
Right.
I would contend, Drew, that successful people do very well at controlling the things they can control in life, things like work, relationships, money, finances, that kind of stuff, education. Things they can control, they do very well at, and the things they can't control, they don't spend time on because they need that time to control the things they can control.
Yep.
Am I right? Is that what successful people do? And what do the idiots do? They play the lottery. And they count their steps to the toilet before they make number two each time.
Listen, it is the search for the Rosetta Stone. Humans want to know the future. That's it.
All right.
If they can't know it, they want to control it.
Right. It's not only they want to know it, but they want to feel like they're participating in the outcome of things that they cannot participate in and have no control over. Lothario?
Yeah.
Drew?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Yeah. Lothario. Isn't that like a womanizer or something? Look that up.
All right.
What's your question? You're 25.
Yeah. I've been dating a stripper for the last 6 weeks, and I think we're gonna, you know, start moving up to like a committed relationship.
Yeah. Is this topless or topless and bottomless?
Topless and bottomless. And
All nude, right?
Yeah. And I was just like wanting to prepare myself, and I want to know what to expect, you know, like, you know, from hearing you guys talk.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
It's probably L-E.
How did you come up with that one, Adam?
I know that word.
Wow.
How do you spell that?
Lothario. A man whose chief interest is seducing women.
Now, is this your real name?
Yeah. My parents were, like, into Shakespeare and stuff.
Yeah, this was a...
But see, this is what happens. You name your kid Lothario, and he ends up dating a stripper. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Your friends don't know what your name means anyway, right?
No. I mean, I've heard worse names. Like
The Seducer in the play The Fair Penitent.
Beautiful. All right. So, you're dating a stripper.
Right.
6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You want to get more serious.
I don't want to get more serious, but... I wouldn't mind getting more serious, and in the case that we do, I kind of want to know what to expect.
Does she want to get more serious?
I think so.
How did you meet her? You just told her your name was Lothario, and that was it? She knew she had to date you by law?
No, I had a friend who was getting married, and we took him to the club, and I happened to like her the most out of them all, and I, you know, just kept tipping her and having her come over and give us all dances and whatnot, and, afterwards, we just started talking, which was pretty cool, you know, like the club closed 20 minutes, and we're just sitting there talking, and she just asked me to give her a ride home. And
this is how I met my stripper girlfriend.
Same exact way?
Well, I took my friend, Philip the Juggler, who was getting married, to a strip club I used to hang out in North Hollywood, Star Garden. Just give a little shout out to my peeps over the Star Garden over there. Oh, it's beautiful out there. Lancashire and Oxnard. Beautiful, beautiful country.
Oh, my God. I just saw that club. I drove past it. There's a Bank of America up the street I stopped at.
What? What were you doing over there?
I was killing time. I had to do the Donahue show. I was killing time over in Burbank. And I thought I got to cash a check.
Not in Burbank. Not in the city of Burbank.
So I drove all the way down Riverside, ended up on Lancashire. I'm looking for Bank of America.
Are you sure you saw the Star Garden?
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk off the air about it, make sure it's the same place.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I got a ride home from her, too, when my buddies left, and that's how the whole thing got started.
Yeah.
You know how old I was? I think I was about 25. Interesting. You
called yourself Lothario, strangely enough.
I was one, yeah. Okay, so look, she's got some baggage, okay?
What to expect? Expect chaos.
Chaos.
Do you want her to strip while you're having a relationship with her?
As long as if she wants to do that, that's fine.
Yeah, that's the way they always start out. Yeah,
that's how I started, too.
Yeah. All right. Good luck, Lothario.
Hey, don't get her pregnant.
I think a lot of guys have to go through that phase.
I had a vasectomy, so I don't have to.
Oh, good.
25?
Good.
Yeah.
Well, his pediatrician did it when he found out he was named Lothario. He's the first person to receive one at age 9. Sized up the parents, sized up the kid, saw the name, trouble lurking down the road. Game one. All right, you can't get her pregnant. See, here's the main problem with the crazy stuff. Look, 25-year-old guys should date crazy women. Mm. Everybody should date a screwed-up chick once or twice in their life just to say they did it, just to go through it, just to know what you don't want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like a food that you eat. I wouldn't know I hate liver except for I've eaten liver, and now I know I hate liver, and I'm glad I ate it that one time. I'm glad it's behind me. I don't want any more liver, but at least I can say I did it, and I know what to avoid now.
All right.
And this is fine. Now, here's the trouble. The trouble is when you get somebody pregnant, when somebody gets strung out on drugs, when her ex puts a shiv in you.
Right.
These are all the things that happen,
these
the negative the things.
Yeah.
Right. You getting HIV, whatever, all the crazy stuff that goes on with dating crazy people. There's a lot of negative stuff. But if you can get through it unscathed, you don't have any kids, you don't have any track marks, you don't have any bad tattoos at the end of it, then you did your 6 months, you had your kicks. I mean, you just keep it locked away in the corner of your brain somewhere. David?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. I was gonna have sex with my girlfriend, which I was, and right in the middle of it, her friend from the church called, and she...
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, we have a...
You need to review the callers. Not the call, the content, but the people who are calling here.
Just
tonight.
I hate snot-nosed 14-year-old guys. The jackass just used the F-word on the air. And in a very casual way,
yes.
Which is the part that drives me insane.
Yes.
Here's the deal. And I think, Drew, here's where you're coming from, too. We're big stars, both of us. Huge, huge celebrities. And I don't like it when 14-year-old snot-nosed punks act like I called them at home. Yeah. Anyway, it's like they're so deliberate and drawn out. They make you want to throttle them. Tammy? Can't wait to have kids.
I wanted to call and thank you guys because I had called about 2 weeks ago. I had had a friend / friend with benefits for off and on for 9 years.
Right.
And I was never able to have an orgasm with him.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I had had a fight with him this past week at a party. And then I went to apologize because I thought, well, maybe my behavior was a little bit inappropriate. You know, I was hanging around my friends more than I was him. A little bit upset about it, so he chose to leave. So I went to apologize to him.
To him?
Yeah, because I thought, well, maybe my attitude was wrong.
As usual, blaming yourself for his assholishness.
Yes, but Adam, you were so right. I had gone to his house, which he lives a ways away, and he was with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never known, and he had stipulated, well, you know, you really didn't have the right to know because we weren't together. And
yeah.
I, you know, you still had the right to respect me and
right.
to tell me that way I knew what I was getting myself into.
All right.
So, but I wanted to thank you guys so much.
Good times.
Here's the lesson you learn, which is trust your body. Your body tells you what's going on in the relationship.
Oh, she was giving me a headache. I had to put her on hold.
Yeah.
True, do you remember this? Did you used to do this? You'd go to parties with your old lady, and this is a long time ago. I'm talking when you're 22, 23. You'd always get into a blowout at the party.
17, 18 was when I did that. 18, 19. Yeah, that was my prime.
What is it?
That stuff.
What is it, though? And I don't know how this worked. It
must be testosterone because it's almost a delusional anger.
I would have girlfriends. I would get along fine with them.
Yes.
And then we would go out somewhere.
Yes.
And
but
usually,
of course, you wouldn't let her go by herself to the party.
Well.
No way.
Oh, no,
way.
I would have. Oh, true. I don't have that. I prefer it when people go places without me.
All right. 17, 18, 19?
I didn't have anything.
All right, 20, 21, 22.
My girlfriend was a Kleenex box when I was 17. It was a roll of Charmin. some warmed over lard in the center of the bacon fat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I used to do, Drew?
You know, a cantaloupe?
You know, your mom... No, better. You know, your mom makes that bacon on the stove, and they don't dump the grease down the down the garbage disposal.
Put it in a jar.
I don't know why. Now, all of a sudden, it's okay to dump grease. I don't know why it was mathematically or physically or scientifically impossible to dump grease down a drain when I was growing up.
In fact, there was a law of nature that it had to be kept in a coffee can. Isn't that where it was?
Yes, yeah. Yes. If you made bacon, you had to drain the bacon fat off into a coffee can and then keep that coffee can on top of the stove for
forever.
Eternity.
Yes, forever.
Now nobody does that, and everyone just dumps stuff down the sink, and I don't know what, it was a big freak out. You know, no, if you started, like, dumping it, oh, no, 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 your mom, like, in slow motion, diving at you while, you know, like in some Schwarzenegger movie, and he's protecting the president. No! What happened to all that crap that everyone tortured us with that just gone away now?
I know.
Where's everyone with the bacon fat, on the congealed bacon fat that's sitting in the coffee can on top of the thing?
What did you do with it? You found a good use for
it.
Well,
I took that stuff. And it smells good, you know, because it smells like a pig.
Yeah.
You know? And I put it inside an expired toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd cap it off with foil on one side.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I'd really get it. I'd really, really get my groove on with the thing.
That's good times.
Yeah. And the good news is my... my dork smelled like a sausage link for like 6 weeks, man.
And so you try to attract some women.
Well, the dog couldn't get enough of it.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my bag.
Yeah.
That's my bag. Actually, it was a cat, actually. Now that
I'm going
about
to break.
It. Yeah.
Mark.
Are we going to break? Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I've been, like, homeschooled my whole life.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and my parents, they're going to go to this seminar, and, like, I think it's, like, next Friday or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's of this guy, and he's, like, the national homeschool leader of this stupid, I think it's basically a cult, it's Christian, but homeschool group, and,
They're going to a convention for homeschooling?
No, that, it's not a convention, but the guy leads, like, a one-year convention, and he's, like, they're going to this seminar thing.
Right.
Like, called anger management, but they've already been to it before, but they just want to go.
Anger management?
Yeah, but we don't have that or anything, but they just want to go because he's live this time, and he's there.
Right.
And, so they might want to set me up with an appointment with this guy.
Well, why do they homeschool you?
Because they're retarded. But, oh, wait, I'll tell you.
Why?
They think it's, like, their conviction and stuff.
Their conviction.
Are they religious?
Yes, they're Christian. They're
no, crazy. And they don't like all that creationism being taught and condoms being talked about and all that good stuff at school.
Yeah, they think, oh, well, it's worldly. And, like, all the private schools are like, well, there's, like, some, but, like, they're too far away, or I don't know, they're
right.
Just crazy.
Right. They don't give you a voucher if you homeschool, do they? I mean, they should cut you a few bucks.
I don't think so. Not any more than you would going to private school. You get no breaks for that either.
Yeah, hold on a second, Mark. We got to take a break. This government better start, I would like them to start kicking you back a few bucks if you're not using something that you're paying for. Schooling, like, hey, if you don't got a car, you're not using the roads, they kick it in a few bucks. Just if you don't have any kids and no one's in school, I know that's not the system, but hey, if it costs X amount to put a kid through public school every year, and it's got to cost I don't know, 15 grand or 12 grand or whatever the hell, whatever it costs the average. You know, when you start factoring the teacher's salary and the lights and the sprinklers and the principals and the materials and all that, it costs X amount to send a kid to school. If he's not going to show up, just reimburse him. Reimburse him half the money.
Or even a tenth.
Drew's pissed because his kids are in private school and they don't get any money back. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk to Mark about his anger management and the homeschooling and his crazy Christian parents after this. Hey, yo, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew.
Something about us getting here early just makes this sort of chat night.
Yeah.
We're just sitting there, reminisce.
I got here, I got here like almost 19 minutes before the show began.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Drew pulled up, saw me standing outside, and wanted to know what was up.
I thought I was late. I thought something happened.
Yeah. I was supposed to meet some Burger King people here to do a little voiceover thing, and I don't know where they are.
Well,
I'm worried.
Given the fact that you had them sitting out there for 2 hours last time they showed up, maybe they thought they could take their time this time.
I'm a big star.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
what are you going to do?
Let's rock and roll.
You're a big boy.
Big boy now. Mark?
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
Homeschooled.
Yeah.
Parents are Christian.
Yeah.
And you're angry at them.
Yeah, basically.
Now, why are you angry at them? They're trying to do what's best for you.
Yeah, right.
Well, what do you think they're trying to do?
Well, I think they're trying to, I don't know, they say, like...
It's a pain for them, Mark. I'm sure they'd rather just send you off to school, but they're very concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Why they homeschool me is because they just think, like, it's the best and it's their conviction and stuff. But
right, for you.
Why?
Why do they think that?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not talking to them. I don't have to agree with them.
Well,
here's
the point, Mark, and to all you angry kids out there. I understand you have the right to have a beef with your parents who are forcing their sort of bizarre and retarded religion on you and keeping you at home and without a social life and so on and so forth. I understand all that. But at least give your parents credit for making an effort, even if it's a retarded, misguided effort. Ultimately, there's nothing in it for them to keep you home, to deal with you. It would be, my parents were exquisitely lazy, and I didn't get homeschooled. I didn't get hit with a Bible or anything. But at least your parents are putting an effort in, even if it's a little misguided.
So we're trying to get you to look at it from their point of view. Now,
I have.
Yeah, but having said that, yes, to be intrusive and to demand that their point of view be superimposed on you without any concern for what you need or what you're asking for is a psychologically unhealthy way to parent.
Yeah,
but
they do.
But they do. That's right. And you'll get out and go to college, and you'll get a radio show someday and talk about it the way Adam does.
Yeah, that's what you guys are like my heroes. But
do you? And well, your parents would be upset if they knew you were listening to us.
Yeah,
go to the devil man, Mr. Corolla.
Drew's half atheist, half Jew. That's worse than full atheist.
Yeah,
oh yes.
But anyways, they want me to to set up an appointment with this.
About it, Drew. It is worse than being an atheist in their parents' mind.
It could be.
All right. What's that? They want you to do what?
They want me to they're gonna set up an appointment with this guy. His name's Bill Gothard or something like that.
All right.
And to talk about it and stuff.
You're angry.
He's like this occult. No, that's not why they're going to the seminar. I'm not like an angry person like that. They just want to go to see this guy live.
No, but we understand that. But you are angry and with reason.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is like their hero, and this guy.
All right. Quiet down. Can you talk to them about being resentful?
No, not really. But this guy is he's like all for the big families and eight kids and crazy stuff like that.
Okay, well, look, your parents are a little screwed up. You know what you can do? You can go gay at some point, really screw them up.
No, I'm never going to be like that.
No, it'd be worth it just to see the look on your parents' face. Do you have a computer?
Yeah.
You get to go on the internet and everything?
Yeah.
Do you have friends?
Not many.
Where do you get to meet your friends?
Well, I don't know. We're like in this homeschool group, but...
Homeschool group.
All right.
Yeah, but that's only not really.
You get to meet other guys who are homeschooled?
Yeah, but that's not really...
All right.
Much of anything.
Well, look, do you have a TV in your room?
Yeah.
All right, you're set. I'm done. Done crying for you, buddy.
Well, you got to make a real serious attempt at getting the best possible college that they can't argue with, the parents, and get out of there.
It's a it's weird. I don't know how you felt growing up, but Mark over here feels like he's a captor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he feels like he's behind enemy lines, and he got pulled into the Hanoi Hilton, and now he's going to spend the rest of the war in captivity.
So basically what he's got going. Because the parents are not acknowledging his needs as separate.
And here's the thing. I know I've been a little bit hard on the born-agains lately, but you guys deserve it. You are nuts. But it's hard to reason with these people because that's not really their forte, the whole reasoning, the whole thinking cap stuff.
Right.
They're not really much into that. So I don't think he's going to be able to talk them out of anything.
No. Oh, no, no.
He's just going to have to lay low, listen to this show, look at internet porn, and then go off to some liberal school up north and become a performance artist where he does things with his genitals. You know, where he picks up like an anvil with his testicles.
Or smash them with a hammer.
And then freaks them out. Yeah. Join the Jim Rose sideshow. Where's Jim Rose? Remember Jim Rose?
Oh, yeah. Was he the guy who had the wife that shot fire out of her vagina, if I remember right?
His wife does, or did shoot fire out of her vagina, yes.
That's nice.
Chloe?
Sleeping. Chloe?
Hello?
Chloe, you're 15.
Oh,
what's up?
Sorry. Hi. Hey. Well, I've been depressed on and off my whole life, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Like, my parents are, like, good parents and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Does depression run in your family?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you just inherited that disorder.
Yeah, but, and, like, I mean, all my therapists have said it's, like, clinical.
Mm-hmm.
But, every time I seem to get, like, better, like, I've been depressed probably since, for, like, 5 years maybe now.
Yeah.
And, every time I seem to get, like, better, or I get, like, on a new medication, I seem to have, like, a really, like, large drop.
After you get stable on the medication, then you get worse again.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe the depression is because you're living in Van Nuys.
Well,
you ever think of that?
Well, it's because it's almost Sherman Oaks.
Almost Sherman Oaks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you seeing a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I am.
And they've tried you on multiple medication?
Yeah.
And what do they tell you the problem is?
That it's just clinical.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, like, I'm finally going to, like, a therapist that I like and stuff, and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
And coming up with anything?
Well, I guess it has to do with my family, I guess, but it's, like, basically me, I think.
Mm.
And I don't know, and, like, my brother is, like, a freak.
What's he do?
Well, he was a druggie for, like, ever since he, like, 12, I guess.
Oh, boy.
He started marijuana and drinking.
Uh-huh. How old is he now?
He's almost 21.
Has he ever done anything to you?
No. Well, like, when I was little, like, he would, like, his friends and him would, like, I don't know, like, push me or, I don't know, just, like, bully me like a big brother or whatever, but...
Mm-hmm. Is he live away from the house now?
Yeah, he is finally. Like, he just moved out, kind of, and, like, because he moved out because my parents made him go to rehab for heroin.
Where'd he move? Deeper Van Nuys?
I don't know.
All right.
But far away enough.
That's good.
How good could your family have been? You got to live with a heroin addict undealt with.
Yeah, see, like, I don't know. See, I mean, like, they're both married, and they've been married for, you know, a long time.
Who's both? Both
well,
what?
Yeah, I mean, my parents are married, and...
They're both married.
Yeah.
To each other.
Yeah, they're married to each other.
All right, babe.
They're both married?
Yeah.
To each other, Drew. Do the math.
Okay.
It was crystal clear to me. She didn't say remarried. She said they're both married. All right, so listen, Chloe.
Yeah.
You sound smart. Mm-hmm. You're getting help. The family is a little chaotic, but you're not really in deep Van Nuys. You're Sherman Oaks adjacent, and that's very important. Very important.
Well, I'm moving soon, too.
Where are you moving?
Probably, like, into definite Sherman Oaks.
Oh. Well, it's all going to change when you move into Sherman Oaks, baby.
Her mood immediately will improve.
Let's
face it.
Yeah.
And you got a shrink that you like.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the game.
And
talk to your
shrink. If indeed they're convinced there's a large biological component to your depression, keep working on that. Why not?
Sure. Let's talk to Sarah, who's 22. Sarah?
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Hey, what's going? Going good.
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 I have a question about drug use related to hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty much any medication, any drug can cause hair loss.
Well, like street drugs?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's more likely to cause hair loss, street drugs or prescription drugs?
Speed is probably up there with prescription drugs.
Speed?
Stimulants.
Up there. So stimulants more hair loss than depressants.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, why is that?
I don't know, but that's sort of the pattern I'm seeing.
Well, maybe people on speed pick at themselves.
Well, and then
more.
There's that component, too. There's a lot of hair pulling if you're on cocaine or speed.
What do you got going, Sarah?
I've been using crack cocaine for about a year.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Who has it, Adam? Please.
Not normal, not healthy, I know.
And how often are you smoking the crack?
I am.
How often?
About 3 times a week.
What are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do? Seems like you'd probably do it more, though, right?
What?
Do I do it more?
The crack.
No, I try.
You can't do it more than that.
You can't smoke crack more than 3 days a week?
Crack is done in it's tough.
It's hard.
It knocks the crap out of you. You go on these little binges and you sleep.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on.
I think
I could smoke more than 3 times a week.
Most people do crack, do it like 3 or 4 days at a time, and they're out for about a week. And they do it
I thought she was talking about like Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
She is. That's another way people do it. That's probably what she's doing.
Well, you got to smoke crack all day then on those days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the thing about crack is it's in and out pretty fast, right?
Yep.
I mean, you should.
But the thing about crack is you respond to the craving. You know, right, I'm saying that it, right, it's out of your system, but the cravings remain. And so that's why people, even though they don't get high and they feel crappier the more they use, they keep using and they can't stop.
Right. Sarah?
Yeah, I'm here.
So where do you get the crack, Van Nuys? Yeah, I know you're in Oregon. But
I'm on the street.
And how much is crack these days?
It's pretty spendy.
Pretty what?
It's pretty spendy.
Spendy. That's expensive?
Very.
How much is a rock?
A good one?
Yeah.
They have different sizes, you know, 20, 50. It's not funny, but...
All right, but like a $20 rock, how long is that going to keep you high?
Like 3 hits, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, so it goes fast. Pretty fast.
Yeesh. Yeah.
And if you're doing it all day, how many rocks you got to smoke?
No, I don't do it all day. It's like, I'll do like one, you know, and go to bed. Because
really?
I'm not rich, you know?
You smoke one $20
yeah.
rock
yeah.
3 days a week.
Yeah.
And you're able to go to bed after that.
Oh, yeah.
Are
it's
you,
different.
What, are you drinking or doing the speedball or something? What else are you doing?
No, I don't drink.
What are the substances are you taking?
Just that marijuana.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, something's got to bring that down.
Yeah, but really, you smoke a $20 rock, you're done with it in 10 minutes, you're not high anymore in 15 minutes, right?
Right.
And that's it with the crack?
That's it.
That's very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
And your hair's falling out?
Very much. It's worrying me. I thought somebody put something in my shampoo or something. Like,
all right, well.
Maybe it's the crack pipe torch you're using, burning your bangs off.
Just burning it away.
Just the crack. But you're going to have to deal with this eventually, Sarah. So how about letting that be the reason you come on and get treatment?
Okay. Thank you for asking my question because I've really been curious.
This isn't going to stop. Neither the pot nor the cocaine. It's going to progress.
All right, babies.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, take care of yourself, right?
Have a good night.
All right. Hey, good times. Mm. She had to be... She sounded like she smoked a little more than one rock every other day.
Mm.
One $20 rock. You ever try that crack cocaine?
I knew. I'd say, like, God.
Good times.
Really?
And I don't think I ever tried crack... What's the difference between free basing and crack cocaine?
Not a lot different.
Yeah. One time, my roommate used to work the late shift at a paper mill.
Yeah.
And so he used to...
It's going to be good.
He used to get off work. He'd go to work at like 6 at night, and he'd come home at like 5:30 in the morning. And he worked with some other press guys there. Like, there's a guy who feeds the paper into the thing, and then the guy reloads the ink. Huge press. I don't know, they crank out newspapers or flyers or what, all night. And just all night, it's like, wearing earplugs, you know, the whole time. And you got ink all over your fingers, you know. And I woke up one morning, and my roommate was, this is living in North Hollywood, one bedroom. He had just gotten off of work, and I was getting up because I was swinging a hammer and had to get up about 6 in the morning. And I walked in the kitchen, and there was him and his filthy, ink-covered buddy and him smoking crack. They were smoking, like, freebase at the kitchen table. In a little booth, you know. And here's the most disturbing part. They didn't have a pipe. They had a piece of gas hose that they took out of the garage, and a piece of rubber hose. It's the kind of hose you'd use to hook up a carburetor. Mm-hmm. And they'd put a little foil on the end of it or whatever. And I was just walking into the kitchen. I'm like, hey, guys, how's it going? Yeah, good. What are you doing? Smoking coke? Want a hit? Yeah, all right. Took a little hit of coke. Went to work. It was good times, you know? It was a carefree day, Drew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It tasted more like burnt rubber and gas. Really, than it tasted like coke. I think I got nicer buzz off the gas fumes that were in the line. Yeah, that was my life, Drew. It's good times, good times. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, Drew.
There we go.
Let's get back to the phones. That's where the action is. Lauren?
Yes?
You're 21?
Hi.
What's up?
I've been dating this guy for about a month and a half now, and our sex life is great. He's the first guy that has ever been able to give me an orgasm during sex. But for some reason, I can't always get him to finish, and I don't know
why that is. I mean, I've always thought I've been good at that, but mm-hmm. I don't know, like, what the deal is.
No, let me. I'm kind of confused. What does the woman need to do to be good at that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's got to lie there and be semi-conscious.
Right. What do you mean?
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're good at that? What does that even mean?
I mean, I've been with 12 other people besides him, and no one's complained before. And
well, he's not complaining.
I've never had this issue, and I mean, I don't know why. He has a 10-inch penis, and
he's a big boy.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know why, you know, if that has something
to do
with it.
I think people would rather talk to that recording than you. You know what I'm saying?
Not only our callers, but I'd say immediate family.
But when the recording comes in, they're right on it. Yeah, that's right. It's a big book. When you talk, they're just, So, anyway.
Yeah, they don't hear me when I talk, but when Cyber Adam talks, he's like E.F. Hutton. So, it's 10 inches.
Yeah.
Did you measure it? Did he measure it?
We measured it together once.
Wow. See, I'm not...
That's romance.
That's
huh?
what you do when you have a big dork. You pull out the tape in the bedroom. I don't let anything calibrated in the bedroom.
Right.
If there's a graduated cylinder, I'll smash it. Even sometimes, like in kids' rooms, they'll have that thing on the side of the door.
Wall, yes.
You know, that I'll tear that thing right down if I'm in someone else's house.
Your big rulers like that. You want the small ones.
Yeah, I don't allow any measuring devices to enter the bedroom. Yeah. So 10 inches, really.
Yeah, really.
It's got to be nice. And 10 is
great.
10's a milestone because, you know, 9 and 3/8, 9 and 7/8. I mean, it was a full 10, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice is to be an actual 10.
He's Italian, you know?
Yeah.
Adam is too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay.
He took, that's what happened to my penis.
He stole yours?
Stole at least half of it. So the fact that
he's a big boy.
The fact that he's a big boy probably doesn't mean anything in terms of him ejaculating, does it, Drew?
No, I would think not.
No. And he is having intercourse with you and cannot achieve an orgasm.
Is that right?
Yes.
What about through oral sex?
Oral sex, I'd say probably 80% of the time. I can get him to have an orgasm, but with sex, it's probably about 50% of the time.
Uh-huh. So is he circumcised?
Yes.
And is he wearing a condom?
No.
Does he tell you what the problem is?
Excuse me?
Does he tell you what the problem is?
Well, I mean, he tells me different things to do, like different ways to move my body or something like that. You know, we communicate really well, and I do it, but it's still just, you know, I don't know if I'm not doing it right or...
Is he on any medication?
No, not to my knowledge.
This whole idea that you have things you can do to change this, you need to get out of your head. There's not a lot you can do.
Right.
You can follow his directions and things, but it's mostly about just being passive and holding it in a certain position kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's convinced that somehow it's going to be...
Where do women get this idea and why do they obsess over it? This is completely his problem.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're sort of willing, got a smile on your face,
you're
looking to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is his thing, and this is just the way he's cut out.
Yeah.
And I think we have to explain this again, that there are a handful of guys that have an orgasm in 30 seconds, and then there's a handful of guys that don't have an orgasm after 30 minutes, and then there's everyone else.
Yeah.
The entire populace of the males fall in between those two guys. Now, trying to figure out why this guy doesn't have his orgasm after an hour is like trying to figure out why this guy does have his orgasm after 30 seconds.
Why he has dark hair. It's about
It just is.
Yeah.
It's just how he's cut out. And I don't really know that there's a whole lot you can do about it other than make him comfortable, him get into his groove with you, and find what he likes.
If anything, I would think her obsessing about what she should be doing would be distracting to him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you what you shouldn't do. Don't do that hooker talk. Come on, baby. Yeah. Come, baby. Mm-hmm. Come on,
that's
baby.
Distracting.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, that's no good. That's no good. You ever hear that hooker talk?
No.
Tony?
Yeah.
You're 23?
I am.
Yeah, you ever see that HBO show, Hookers on the Brink or Hookers on the Edge?
You guys are watching it in the other room here all the time.
No.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's like it's a documentary about hookers and like I don't know where they are in like Flatbush or something. I mean, they charge like $15-$20, but they're always talking, and you can tell they just want the guy to get it over with so they can get around a car and get moving, you know. But it's always like, come on, baby, come on, Danny, come on. And I'm always like, would you shut up, honey? I can't focus.
Just do what it takes, right?
That's right. Do what it takes, but quiet. Like when my pants are down, it's like being in a library. I don't want any chatter. Pretend you're in church. Give me a BJ. All right, Tony, 23.
Yeah, my question is mainly for Drew. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always had a ton of moles on my body.
Yeah.
Just a moly kid. One of the weird ones I had was on the bottom of my foot. And, like, me and all my brothers and sisters, we all had one there. It was a birthmark. And they were all removed by my dermatologist when I was really young.
Yeah.
Oh, God, hang on.
All right, buddy.
No, we can't. My goodness.
Well, now Tony can hang on. Because we'll take a little break. And
what
we'll
is
get
that
back.
Impulse to go ahead and answer the phone when you're on national radio?
Well, it's because it's going to keep ringing.
Yeah.
What are supposed to do, throw it in the aquarium?
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll get back to this. Because I don't have any moles, but I'm curious about moles.
Okay.
I wish I had a birthmark, but my family was too cheap. I don't even have a birthmark.
Damn.
You have any birthmarks?
I got moles and things, yeah.
But when didn't birthmarks used to be more popular?
Yeah.
You don't hear so much about birthmarks?
No.
They went the way of the bacon fat on top of the stove?
Yes, they did.
Let's look into this during the break, Drew. We'll be back. Drew over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Okay, when we left off, Tony was calling. He's 23. He has a fair amount of moles on his body. Tony?
Yeah.
And you have a mole on your penis?
Yeah. But not, I mean, like, well, I have several on the penis, like, not many. Like, I've got three.
Are they raised?
Nah, see, that's the weird thing. This one, like, it's probably been there for like a year now.
Yeah.
Is raised.
That's your balls.
No.
That's the head of his penis.
It's all on your penis?
No, not on the head. It's on the shaft.
All right. And what's the question about these things?
Well, okay. Number one, like, am I just, like, being all anal about this or what? Like, I think I should get it removed.
Why?
It just weirds me out. Well, number one, it's the only raised mole in my body, period. That's the only one.
Yeah. Do you think it's because the skin is so thin there?
I have like two others around it, and they're fine.
In a way, the raised ones are less problematic in terms of being serious.
Right.
And it's the flat ones that spread.
You get them removed because they can become cancerous?
Do you have what's called dysplastic nevus?
Well, they took one off of my foot, on the sole of my foot before.
Yeah.
Because they said it was in an odd spot, and that was like... Like I said, like all me and my sibs had them on the bottom of our feet.
All right, but look, you don't have to take it off the penis. But if you want it off for cosmetic reasons, that's fine. It's not, obviously not the most comfortable area to be monkeyed with.
Yeah,
that way.
That and my dermatologist is like 90 years old, and he has the shaky Parkinson's hand.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's very reassuring.
I know.
All right. Hey, they don't make any home removal kit?
Afraid not.
Tony, is this bothered any woman?
Well, see, no one's ever said anything, but, like, I've been, like, this, you know, I've had different girls go down on me, and this was, like, they don't, like, you can tell there's a reaction. Like,
well, is it, like, a speed bump?
It's, like, it's about as big around as, like, a finishing nail, the head on a finishing nail.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like,
top head nail.
Like, a TV antenna, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, about that big.
TV antenna.
Like, you know, like the old school TV antennas.
No, like cell phone.
That's a fair amount bigger than a finish nail.
Well, like,
you're talking about a common head nail.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Finish head nail is a cup head nail, and the common head nail is the flat round one. Finish ones are the ones you sink into the wood with the nail set.
You sink in.
Yeah, the little tiny ones you sink in.
Well, what?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, is it?
It's smaller than a cell phone antenna, all right?
Okay.
All right.
And bigger than a cup head nail.
Yep, there you go.
All right, like what, a six penny or...
Oh,
eight
boy,
penny?
I don't even know.
I'm just screwing around.
All right, Tony. We can take it off if you want. It's not a big deal.
We'll have someone else do it if old shaky hands shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I could understand that. You got it in the middle of the penis. You're getting a little oral. Woman is sliding over it like a speed bump.
You might want even a urologist look at that. And those are surgeons that deal with that part of the body.
Brian?
Yeah.
21?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Good.
Just got a quick medical question for you guys.
All right.
Staying with the dermatologic theme here.
Uh-huh.
I have a bit of a, it's like a rash type fungus. It's a little bit on my chest and my back. And I got it about 2 years ago, and the doctor told me that it was just from stress and heat, things like that. So he gave me some cream, and it took care of it. But I don't have the cream anymore, and a buddy of mine heard a rumor that, like, athlete's foot spray, like tenactin, will work to take care of that stuff. And I just wanted to, before I started spraying that stuff on myself,
if
find out what, if there's any truth to that.
The Lotrimin or the, what's the other one? I'm blanking the name of it, but tenactin, things like that, if indeed it's a fungus, will have some effect.
Okay.
But I...
even if it's...
It sounds more like it's a seborrhea.
And, okay, what?
And that can respond sometime to the Nizoral and anti-yeast medication, but it's the steroid creams they use. You might just get some Cortate over the counter.
Okay.
What was the cream you were rubbing on it before?
I don't know. It was like 2 years ago, and he just gave me a prescription. I went and picked it up. I didn't really know what it was.
You want to see a dermatologist and figure out what this is. It does not sound like a fungus.
Well, he doesn't want to go to a dermatologist.
Yeah, I don't like going to doctors. I'm pretty hard-headed like that.
Or which one should he start with?
The anti-fungus creams is fine. I'm blocking.
What anti-fungus cream?
Well, tenactin, as he said. They're spray.
Is fine. They spray that on?
That's spray. But there's what's the one that was just put over the counter a while ago?
Oh, who knows? Why do you get athlete's foot? Too much moisture down there?
No, it's a fungus. You just pick it up. You catch it.
You catch it and it just lives on you?
Uh-huh.
How come I never got athlete's foot?
You never get anything.
All right. Good times. Christy?
Yes?
You're 16?
Lamisil. Lamisil is the stuff you got to try.
Lamisil.
Lamisil.
What's up there, Christy?
Hi. I have about 2 weeks ago, I was in my neighborhood just walking home from somewhere, and there's this truck that was following me, and he passed me a couple of times, like 3 or 4 times, and finally he stopped the car. I was trying to get lose him, and I went into a different street, and he stopped the car, and he asked me to get in, and I said no, you know, and I just started running away. And I got to my house, and I found out he was still following me, so I kind of hid behind a tree, and he just left. But then I got into the house, and I was okay. And I didn't see him for like a couple weeks, and today I was outside, and he was out there again driving around in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw me, but he didn't stop like he did before, because I was talking with a bunch of other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't say anything, but I could tell he still recognized me.
What's your question?
I told my boyfriend about it, and he wanted me to tell my parents.
Absolutely. Write his license plate down and call the police.
But I don't know. I don't want to tell my parents, because I know that they'll overreact, and they'll say, you know, I can't stay. They won't let me go out anywhere if that happens. Or,
well, what kind of car was it?
It was a truck.
What kind of overreaction can there be? You've heard about these women that get picked up.
Yes, I do. I know, but they, like my parents, if I told them about this, then there would be no chance for me to be going outside and walking, because then they'll just get all paranoid.
Yeah, but if you're dead in the desert, right, you'll have no chance to go out and walk. I don't think you will you, Drew?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, no, you won't. You
know, oh, okay.
You guys are right, but I just...
Well...
I should tell them so that we can...
Yeah, how old was the guy?
Maybe 20s, mid-20s.
Do you, would you be able to give a description of his truck?
I just know it was red with, like, white detailing on the sides.
Did you have the license plate number?
No.
You should, keep your eyes. You know what you should do?
What?
You should keep a little scratch pad in your pocket, and if you see this guy again, you should write down his license plate number.
Absolutely.
And then just report him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I should probably keep the kids updated on it too, right, and tell them about
who?
The guy who's driving around.
The other kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, you should tell them if they see this guy, you know, see the guy in the red truck going around the corner, write that license plate down.
Okay.
And tell your parents.
All right. I just don't want them to...
I mean, someone should call the cops. This is creepy.
Yeah,
it is.
And look, even if a guy doesn't mean anything by it, he should still get busted.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, these people that I mean, the people that actually commit crimes, and then the people you think are going to commit the crimes, and they're just as guilty. I really mean, like, when you hear about these guys calling in a bomb threat or something, they could clear out the entire airport or the business or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To me, I just prosecute them just the same as if they put the bomb in there. Stopping business, scaring people, freaking people out. Well, who has to deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, everybody should be able to take note of what kind of car is driving by and look for a license. I mean, do all that, everybody. You see some weirdo following you in a car and you see him more than once, figure out the first three numbers or letters of his license plate. I think it's letters. Just figure it out and see what kind it is. Ford, Chevy, Nissan, whatever it is. Call the cops. Thank you. It's a problem with chicks, though. They don't know what any cars. You know, like what kind of girl, you know, like women. It's like, you know, my boyfriend got a new car. Yeah. What kind of car is it? It's a cute one. Yeah, what kind is it? It's really, we're talking to chicks like talking to kids, isn't it?
About cars.
Yeah, yeah, about cars. Just about cars. Sean?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend, or fiance, I've been with her since May of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
She was raped in July of 2001.
Good times.
By army guy. She didn't say anything. She didn't tell me that she was raped by him until like 3 months later once we moved up here to Alaska.
By what kind of guy?
Army guy?
Yeah.
By army guy?
Yeah, at the barracks.
Were you in the military at the time?
No, I'm not.
All right. Keep going. What else?
She was in the military?
No.
We lived
in Arizona next to a fort.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so we moved up here and she told me, and then in December, she was raped again outside of our apartment here in a bad side of town. And by another guy.
Navy guy?
No, just random guy.
Air Force? Okay, just a random guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Some guy that was watching her.
Now, what happened there in front of your apartment?
She let the dog out, our dog, and the dog was being his stupid self and was... So she went down to follow him and get him to come back in, and the guy pulled up behind her and grabbed her from behind, opened up the back door was open of his Cadillac, and put her in the back seat and started to rape her, and my dog, the dog, went up and, like, started ripping the out of him.
Oh, with the S word.
All right, so there was some more to this question, though. We got to get the question out.
Sean seems like a very, very dim bulb.
Oh, yeah.
And this chick is chaotic.
Yeah.
There's something going on here.
Oh, yeah.
The dog seems fine.
Yeah, dog is the healthy piece of this puzzle.
Okay. Sean?
Well, we got to get the question. Let's get it out.
Anderson doesn't want to put Sean, but Sean...
What's the question?
Sean just kept talking about it. Sean, if you swear, I have to hang up on you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's the question?
So now she's somewhat interested in considering the idea of having a threesome with another girl.
Right, this is more chaos. So, this has nothing to do with the rapes. This is just her chaotic self coming forth.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she was abused as a child sexually, and they're victimized in some significant way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There's suspicion about her uncle.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's what happened. People that are raped repeatedly like this are just professional victims, and victimizers know that somehow. I don't know how they know it,
yeah,
but they sense it out and they get them. And
well, why'd you move to Alaska?
This is where I grew up.
Oh, and you were living in Arizona before?
Yeah, because my parents got a divorce and my dad is transferred down there.
Same place. And you are going to marry her now?
Yeah.
Slow down with that, Sean.
She's
got some chaos.
Yeah.
No.
She's a trauma survivor, Sean.
Sean,
yeah.
Listen to me. I'm a genius, okay? Not only am I older than you, but I'm smarter than you. And I have all the answers.
Okay.
What's going on in the background?
Radio.
Okay. Turn that down, genius. And listen to me. Listen to me.
Yeah?
This girl has been victimized. She will continue to be victimized. There will be trouble, and there will be chaos with her. Trust me, okay? please do not have any children with this girl for a long time. And if you want to stay with her and you want to help her and you want to get married, that's fine. But all in due time. Do not get married soon. Take it very slow. Get her some help.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because there's going to be plenty more chaos where this came from.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning.
All right. What are you doing for work?
Security.
All right, buddy. No kids.
Okay.
Do you have any kids with her?
Nope.
Are you using birth control?
Not currently.
All right, well, let's get that going. Oh, please. Wonder. Please, God.
Shocking. Sean.
Yeah?
Don't be an idiot. Do not get her pregnant.
Okay, okay.
Listen, I know you're just like a dog that's just lying out in the sun, having your brain fried. You're not listening to anybody or anything. I'm telling you, you don't have to do anything with your life in the next 5 years other than not get her pregnant. Do you understand that?
I do.
Now get on some birth control. Get her on that. Please. There's a weird thing about guys that are kind of thick.
Mm-hmm.
They have no perception of consequence. Sort of like when retarded people kill someone with a hammer.
Right.
They don't really know what they're doing.
Right, yeah.
Stupid guys get this way with crazy chicks and birth control.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys getting it on? Uh-huh. You haven't? You using any protection? No.
So why
are you worried you're going to have a kid? Kinda. You know,
doesn't register.
No, it's like they're too thick for it to even register.
Yeah.
It's like when you tell a kid, it's Friday, but you don't work on that report, and come Tuesday, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And they're like, Tuesday?
Right.
What day is it today? Right. Friday. It's like, it doesn't even exist. It's not even on the calendar.
Yeah.
So no way. You don't even think about it. I mean, that's what a kid does, right?
They're also sort of at the whim of the environment. One of my sons said that he was supposed to have been doing some reading this evening, and she said, well, Douglas, his brother, started playing football video. He made me want to play that. Because he started playing it, it made me want to play. Yeah, I understand that.
I'm just saying, listen, folks, a lot of you aren't as smart as some of the other folks, and that's fine. I think it's time for me to give my pep talk to all the dumb people out there. Turn the radio up. It doesn't matter how smart you are or how dumb you are. All you have to do is mimic the smart people.
Act as if.
Act as if. Don't even act as if you're smart. Just don't do the things that dumb people do, and you don't have to worry about being dumb. It's perfect. You will speak the language of the intelligent people. Just don't do the stupid stuff. Do not have kids when you're working as a security guard in Alaska with your very, very troubled fiancé.
You know, there was a study came out today. This is a different topic altogether, but I want to get your opinion on this, that showed that something like 60% of 17, 18-year-olds are having sex, in particular their first sexual encounter, in their parents' house.
Yeah, it was all over the news today.
Yeah, but think about that.
What is it, a slow news day? I heard about this six times.
I know, they likely were stories.
Well, who cares? Where do you think they're getting it on?
I know, but listen. You think how many calls we've had in the last year about a freaked out guy calling up that his girlfriend, sort of encouraged this, and mom or little brother walked in, or mom's walking down the hall.
Right.
This is not the guy's idea to do this.
Well, sometimes it is.
Not that we've heard about.
Well,
think about it. It's usually a freaked out guy going, I don't know. The guys will go for it just because it's game on. They're fine.
It's usually whoever's idea it is who's on whoseever's home turf. Well, that was horrible.
Yeah, but the guys are having that idea.
If the chick's at home, it might be her idea, and the guy might be freaked out about it. And if the guy's at home, it might be his idea, and the chick might be freaked out about it.
But we don't hear about that. We hear the freaked out guy who was given a green light, and of course he doesn't say no. He's getting the game on,
right.
And then little brother walks in.
Right.
And we get a lot of that.
But what's your point?
My point is I never really thought about that until the story came out. I thought, man, we are kind of hearing a little bit about that.
I mean, we always talk, they're going up to the bluff to watch the submarine races.
Car, friend's house, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But be that as it may, it's interesting, though, that I think it's the women driving this thing, doing it in the parents' house.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, a chick would probably rather be in her bed in amongst her stuffed her menagerie of stuffed animals.
Yeah, it feels
then in the back of some Impala parked out by the edge of town.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shelley?
Hey.
You're 22?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I was having a question for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, I was wondering if there have been any studies done that you know of that prove that homosexuals are born that way.
That prove it?
Yeah.
Well, there have been tons and tons and tons of studies that have drawn associations between certain anatomic and structural elements in the brain and propensities to homosexuality. There's a book, it's a little bit outdated, but it reviews a lot of this stuff called Sex on the Brain by a woman named Deborah Blum, B-L-U-M, and it goes through some of that stuff. But there's, in our mind, I won't speak on your behalf, Adam, but I would say that we're convinced that some are just born.
Mm-hmm.
And some are created.
Okay.
And some are kind of in between. There's sort of a predisposition, and the environment gives the right hit, and pow, then you get
it. Yeah, like most things.
And most things, the human behavior. And it's not something, what also is clear, it's not something that you can change. Any more that you can change a like or dislike, an intense desire, drive, like or dislike for anything else.
What's up, Shelley?
Hey, I just think, like, how can two bodies be made to fit together, like a man and a woman, and then how can someone be born to not go with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With a certain type of person.
Well, it depends if you subscribe to the made part. I mean, this, our buddy over... our friend over here from...
I don't have the baby voice.
I know, but listen, our...
That's true.
Our dim bulb friend over here from Anchorage is this close to making one of God's children with his screwed up... abused fiance. Is that kid made to do something? I mean, I know what you're talking about when you're talking about
like
biology.
When you're born, yeah.
You know,
I understand part of the biology, too, is to help support the health of the population. And if we overpopulate or overstress the population, there's got to be ways for it to contract, too. Maybe that's one way it does it.
Oh, listen, I believe that nature really, really limits... her children. And I believe that there's always going to be a certain percentage of the population that's gay, so that obviously that's a certain percentage that's not reproducing. I'd be interested to see if the population of gay people went up higher as the populace of the area grew in general. I'm guessing it would or does.
As a percentage, we would get the percentage itself would go higher, not just the total number.
Oh, yeah. As the percentage, right, would go higher. Also, there's a certain amount of human beings that kill other human beings. And doesn't every species sort of have a way of limiting its numbers in a way?
Yeah.
I believe the gays and the serial killers, they're just the enforcers.
I'm sure people feel nice that you lump those two groups together. It makes them feel warm and cozy.
Which one of them you think would be more pissed?
Oh, please.
Well, I'm asking. Serial killers have a certain amount of pride. I'm just... Okay. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, yo.
I really like that intro.
Yeah. It's not abrasive like most of ours. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Dr. Drew. I'm Adam Carolla. And it's time to get back to the phones. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
do a little lightning round tonight.
Do you have the energy for that tonight?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Into that. Where's my cowbell? What happened? Did Lycus eat my cowbell?
Bottom. Underneath.
Huh? Oh, it's down there.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do a little lightning round tonight. Yeah. Ray?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a quick medical question, and then I think I know what's wrong with that guy that his girlfriend can't make come.
The 10-inch guy?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I've got the same problem, not the 10-inch problem, but
right.
I got the problem. She likes the way it feels because we don't use a condom,
right.
But she's on birth control. She likes the way it feels when I do come inside of her, mm-hmm. So she's always trying to encourage it.
Yeah.
And it's the same problem as like you were talking about. I can't do it if she's always constantly, oh, okay, come on, come on. And it's really, really unnerving. It makes it less fun.
Right.
And it's like you get so stressed out that you stop thinking of how much how good it feels, and you're trying to, you know, make yourself come. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Well, you gotta put the pillow over her head.
Yeah.
Until she stops moving.
I've tried that, and it works better.
Right. But, then you flip her over.
Yeah. But the medical question is for Dr. Drew. Do you know what a keloid is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got my ears pierced with a 10-gauge, and the keloids happened, but they weren't that big.
Are you dark-skinned?
Yeah, I'm Mexican.
Yeah, the dark skin are a higher risk for keloids, especially up the head and neck area.
That's what happened. That's what he said.
Oh, really? Head and neck, huh?
Yeah, that's where the keloids really... And then God, that was a really nice thing of God to arrange, isn't it?
Yeah, you get that big thing on your face instead of who cares what's on your knee, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
But the problem is that I want to get a tattoo, and I've never had it anywhere else. Like, I've had surgery before, and it didn't develop.
Where do you want to get the tat?
I want to get it on my back, down the spine.
There.
Well, maybe you won't keloid on your back, but it's there's no way to predict.
People don't. Do they keloid with tats?
Yeah, they do sometimes.
Yeah, like, I've seen pictures of people that come out of surgery with big ones, but I've never had one before.
I said with tattoos, though.
You can't get tats. But, Ray, listen.
Yeah.
You're trying to convince... Who are you trying to convince that you're not going to get a keloid?
Me.
Right. I can't promise you that.
Yeah, but...
It's a higher risk up in your head and neck area, I understand.
And there's less risk of keloid from a tat than there is from a cut or a piercing, isn't there?
Probably true. I don't know. You have to ask a tattoo.
Ray, give it... Knock yourself out.
All right.
All right there, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, good times, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh, and 10...
down the spine, but.
How wide is the 10-gauge?
Well, the normal piercing, like when you see them, people just get it pierced, like belly buttons, is 14.
Right.
It's two sizes bigger than that.
You would,
Right.
It's
big. All right. Man, the gauge thing is always a weird thing. There's a handful of things that are measured in reverse ways.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. The average needle that you're going to get for, like, a shot of medication, about a 21-gauge.
21-gauge.
Yeah.
See, it's weird that the in every other form of measurement, or most forms of measurement, the bigger numbers, the bigger product.
Yeah.
In gauge, and I think use gauge for wiring. 8-gauge wires real thick and 14-gauge wires thin.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Really? They gotta go the other way?
See what gauge stands for.
All right. Oh, Drew. Drew's so bored with this show now. He just sits there and looks up stuff all night. Vince?
Hey, what up?
Hey, you're 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to call in for, like, homeschoolers because I was homeschooled from, I guess, 3rd grade to 10th or 11th grade, and I turned out, you know, perfectly normal.
You were homeschooled from what grade to what grade?
3rd grade to 11th.
3rd to 11th.
Yeah, high school through 11th and 12th.
Well... You got to go 11th and 12th to high school. That could help. Yeah. You should. And why?
Oh, my parents used to be, like, really religious and conservative. But the strange thing is, when they kind of got out of that, then they let me homeschool. And after that, I thought, you know, it would kind of look better on college application. If I had some high school, you know?
What was the regimen when you were homeschooling?
My mom taught me. My dad went to work.
Uh-huh. Give me a normal homeschooling day.
I'll wake up around 9 or 10, get some...
have a bong load.
Oh, yeah.
Go
yeah.
into the kitchen.
Oh, but it depends. I had art classes, like, elsewhere and a math class elsewhere because my mom, she wasn't that good at
math. Yeah, chicks don't know math.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd wake up around 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Eat breakfast.
I watch mostly, cartoons.
Yeah, and I mostly do reading. Focused on reading.
Okay, that's not homeschooling. That's not going to school.
That's reading.
Well.
That's staying home and reading.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. So you'd wake up at 10, have some breakfast. Would your mom cook you breakfast?
No, I always had to cook mom.
How did you do when you got to high school?
Oh, fine.
Huh. Yeah, well, please.
A's, B's, yeah.
Oh, look, everyone's an idiot in high school.
Did he get home ec credit for cooking his breakfast?
Yeah. Anderson wants to know if you got the home ec credit for cooking your own breakfast.
No.
Seems like that should have you should have got some credits.
I think they're trying to teach me to be independent, you know.
Yeah, that's my folks started that when I was about 7.
Yeah.
And you started, so you cook breakfast, and when you're done with breakfast, what? A little independent reading?
Let me think. Yeah, some independent reading, some math work. We bought textbooks, you know, so I go through that.
Right.
U.S. history. I have a U.S. history textbook.
And any mom just tell you to read study, yeah. quiet study time?
Yeah. I went to a private school, like a really strict religious, for the first and second grade. So at about the third grade, you know, I basically needed my mom there to make sure I was still doing my work.
Right.
You know, just sort of like standing over there, you know, making sure.
Okay.
But I kind of like, you know, kind of handled it.
Okay.
Myself.
You going to junior college now?
Yeah, PCC, Pasadena. I was wondering, Drew, I know you live in Pasadena.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Am I a loser for going to PCC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, PCC is a decent community college.
It's a fast track to UCLA there, too.
Yeah, yeah. 7 years now, I hear.
No.
I've gotten it down to 7. The fast track to UCLA. Well, the fast track to Cal State Northridge used to be only 5.5 years. Now, fast track to UCLA used to be 11 years, and I hear they got it down into single digits now. That's the fast track.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, watch out. Your hair will be blowing. You'll be moving so fast through that junior college. That's got to be a weird thing, being homeschooled. Like, Drew, you remember the anxiety of school? Do you remember the dread of school?
Yes.
Or did you enjoy it?
No, I did at times, but I certainly had all that dread.
But, you know, the alarm clock.
Calling all nerds.
Alarm clock go off at 7 in the morning, and to be like, oh, Mr. Dilliberty.
You know, I didn't have that. I didn't have that horrible dread. Not by the time high school came around.
Really? I had the horrible dread in school, especially junior high, but in high school, too. I had the horrible dread that you would have if you went into any environment where you just did not excel. Like when you're sitting around getting D's and sort of sitting there not knowing the answer to things and having people say, all right, now write a short essay on this and that, and you can't read or write.
It's
just
like
it's painful.
It's like going to school in another language. And sort of not getting everything and not having it. You couldn't quite read it.
It was like playing a sport that you weren't much good at and you didn't really understand too well. It was just, you didn't want to do it.
Right.
Like, it was so painful for me to go to school and not excel. Just sort of sit there and. And also, when you just, it's just a endless stream of D's.
Oh.
You know, it's just like,
it's awful.
Oh, it just sucked. Just hated it. But it'd be weird if you're in homeschool and the alarm goes off at 9:45 in the morning and your biggest concern is how the Crunch Berries are doing in the Captain Crunch. Yeah. See if the kid's sister didn't pick those out of the Captain Crunch, and you walk into the kitchen with a boner, start frying up some eggs and... you know, looking at the USA Today, and then your mom comes in about 10:30, asks if she can have a barge off your coffee, and then tells you, yeah, why don't you turn on the TV and go in the living room and read this U.S. history book? I mean, didn't that just seem unstressful?
It sounds
like too unstressful.
It seems depressing to me.
It does.
Yeah, it's like being a caged animal or something. Like, what do you do? How do you keep sort of alive?
You
need your peers.
You got your satellite TV now?
No.
Kelly?
That would not make it for me. Kelly?
Hello?
Hey.
17?
Hi. Huh? Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. My boyfriend, like, I'll give him head for, like, 20 minutes, and, like, he still, like, still doesn't come. And, like, I've never had a problem before.
Yeah.
And, like, and I've given him head, like, 10 times, and he's only came, like, once.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like that.
100 minutes of BJs, and you've only got one orgasm out of it.
And, like, we'll have sex, and he'll come.
That's what he likes.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Hey, good times.
Huh?
Yeah, all right.
This has been weirdest, not weirdest, but a night chalked full of unusual callers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. Right.
Is that it, or is it us? It's us. Oh, it's us.
Certain percentage of guys aren't into oral sex.
I think it's Adam.
It's Adam.
Yeah. I think it's Adam in the place that he's in.
He's got a big thing coming up, you know.
I think that's what it is.
I'm tired, too, tonight. I'm just like,
it's all right, buddy.
Listen, when we started the show.
Oh, yeah.
When we started the show, neither of us wanted to talk. We could have just sat here and just listened to dead air.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Got the cowbell. It's going to bring me to life. I'll tell you what. We got a big lightning round coming up, Drew.
Yeah.
What should we do? Should we take a call? Let's say, see if there's one call on there that you think's important, because that's going to be it.
Here we go.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only been on hold for 14 minutes.
That's why I'm going right to that one.
Thorsten?
Yes.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
All right, Thorsten.
Okay, last weekend, mm-hmm. I was in my room with my girlfriend, and she wanted me to go down on her.
All right.
And, you know, I started doing my thing. It was no big deal. Then, about 15 minutes later, my dad walks in.
Why was it no big deal?
Where's my bourbon?
Well, because it's no big deal because I've done it before and I like it anyway.
And you've done it in your house?
Yeah.
That's where you guys do that?
Well, yes, we do it other places too, but.
But you're a virgin, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
No comment.
Oh, yes.
No, he's a virgin.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Thorsten.
Okay. Assume what you want.
Yes, and I think you're making this up.
That's what I thought, too.
I'm making it up.
Okay. Yeah, you're too squirrely. Yeah.
I'm too squirrely. What's that mean?
It just doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't feel right, yeah.
It doesn't work for either one of us.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Your dad walked in.
Yeah.
How do you know he walked in?
Because, we were supposed to keep the door open when we're here.
Uh-huh.
And then he walked in, and, she was laying down, and she can, see the door better than I can.
Uh-huh.
And she, tapped me on the shoulder. He's coming.
He's coming as he walked in the door?
Yeah,
she said he's coming?
He's coming in the door, yes.
And what did he say when he saw you there?
Maybe she said, I'm coming.
No, she said, he's coming. And then, I popped up and, tried to make everything look normal, and he's like, what are y'all doing in here? Uh-huh. And then later he's like, he confronted me about it, and he's like, something about what were you doing in her crotch and something like that, and then...
Yeah? And what'd you say?
I just kind of was quiet and just listened to what he had to say.
What'd he say?
Something about how he didn't want to have to tell my mom how she couldn't come over anymore because you guys can't keep your hormones under control or something like that.
All right. And so it's done, right?
Yes, but now it's all weird around him, and I can't, we never talk to each other.
Yeah, that stuff's weird for a couple days, and then it goes away.
It's been a week now.
You'll do something else weird, and it'll replace it. Isn't that how it works, Ro? He finds some weed in your room, and now you got a new thing to be weird about, crotch-eating thing is behind you? All right. Well, listen, don't bring it up. It's just, it's weird for a little bit, and then it'll go away. All right? All right.
No way that was a real call.
No. Yeah. He had too much nerd in him. But once in a while, Drew, the nerdy guy hooks up with the nerdy chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like the...
And you see, it could be real because he wanted to brag about it.
Yeah.
Because this isn't
but
a call.
What dad says, get your face out of the crotch, blah, blah, blah. Especially if it has a nerdy son like that.
Speaking of the nerds, look whose pager just went off.
I know.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Emergency room.
You better hurry up. You better hurry up, Drew, because we got a lightning round
all
coming
right,
up, buddy.
I'm going to deal with it.
I'm going to have to brush off my lightning round dust.
All right.
That's code for fart.
Nice.
We'll be back. Dr. Drew, hot, he's rule, blah, blah, blah. Phone number, blah, 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 blah. This show, blah, blah, hot, right now. Let me, hey, Drew, let me go back to the phone. Let me check in with some temps around the Southland real fast. Pasadena, a couple of 61, Lancaster, 57, Thousand Oaks, checking in at 63, Palmdale, 59, La Harbor, 66, 64 in Encino, Irwindale, 59, Chatsworth, 61, 63 in Yucaipa, 64 in Palmdale, and Pomona, checking in at 59 degrees. North Hollywood, 66 degrees. Get those sweaters out. Carson checking in at 61. Ow. 59 in Southgate. Cerritos coming in at chilly 54 degrees. Hot. What time is it, Drew? Let me check time. It's 11:47 and 40 seconds. That is 12 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up. The witching hour. Woo! A little traffic before we get back to the phones here, Joe. Slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights. 101, there's debris in lanes. Watch out going on the 4 level on there. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Mattress in lanes. Look out for brake lights. Blah, 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 blah. Slow and go. Blah, 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 blah. It's back to the phones. It's Dr. Todd. Hey, Big Todd. Scared Todd. It's 90 degrees. Blah, 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 blah. 19 years old going the Arizona way. We're live and nationwide, baby. What's going on? Let me check time real fast. 11:48 in 25 seconds. That's 11 minutes and 35 seconds away from the top of the hour. Trying to win you. Oh. Hey, Todd, what's going on there, buddy? Welcome to the show. What do you for?
Whoa.
Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Todd,
go ahead. Todd, make it snappy. Here
Pasadena coming in at 61, Lancaster 57, Thousand Oaks 63 degrees, Palmdale 59, La Habra 66, 64 in Encino, 59 in Irwindale, Chatsworth checking in 61, Yucaipa coming in at 63, Sloan going the 405.
Spit it out there, Todd.
Trouble in lanes on the 101 and Sloan going.
Ejaculating while getting oral sex.
A little problem with the pegaroo there, buddy.
Are you able to have orgasm during intercourse?
Hey, buddy, I'll see you at the gay bar. Dropping trial.
With
vaginal intercourse. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hold on, Drew. Hold on a second. We got to check time real fast, Drew. We're getting back to time. We can't go more Thursday without checking it out. It's 11:49. And 30 seconds. That is 10 minutes and 30 seconds away from 12 midnight, the witching hour. I'll say Pasadena, checking in 57, Palmdale 59. Well, it's Todd. Todd, you're on with H. Rockola. Welcome to Love Line. Hottest 2 hours on radio. I'll tell you what, right now, we got ourselves a 50,000-watt flamethrower over here. All right, buddy? I got this mic and music like a weapon. I'll say, all right, I'm dropping trout. What's going on there? About 19 years of age, we're doing the bomb.
So you were able to have orgasm during intercourse.
Oh, Drew said orgasm. too much information there, Drew.
Vagina.
Yeah, vagina. He said vagina. Too much information there, Todd. All right, there, buddy. Pass it to you. Check it in 51. Lancaster 57, 63, and 1,000 Oaks. Yeah, go ahead there, Todd. Vagina, orgasm. I'm starting to put together a little picture. You know what I'm saying? 50,000-watt flamethrower. What do you got there, buddy? What was I? We got to check the time real fast there, Todd. Just hang on for a second. I got to go to the time. It's 11:50 and 25 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 35 seconds away from the top of the hour straight up. The witching hour. That is 24 hours from the exact same time at this time tomorrow night. And if we went back in time, 12 hours would be 12 hours away from where we are right now. All right, let's get back to Todd right now. See what's going on. Todd, vagina, orgasm. Oh, man. What's going on, Brada?
So, what's the question?
I'm just close to dropping trial, you know what I'm saying?
Is there something wrong with me, or...
You can have orgasm during intercourse, but not during oral sex,
I don't have vaginal intercourse.
Vaginal intercourse? Too much information there, buddy.
I'm just getting head now, and I'm content with it.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something.
It takes me, like, 3 hours.
Takes a long time. Let me say about this, Drew. Guys have two heads. Sometimes I think they think with the little one. You know, drop a trowel, thinking with the little head. 11:51 in 20 seconds. 8 minutes and 40 seconds away from the top of the hour. Pasadena checking in 61, Lancaster 57, Thousand Oaks 63. Palmdale, Lancaster area, because they're doing both safe time. 59 degrees in Encino 64. Irwindale 59. Chatsworth coming in chilly 61. Yucaipa 63. Should we go back to the phones, everybody? Dr. Drew, hot. 50,000-watt flame. This close to dropping trout. Let's hop back on the phone.
Todd.
Mike over there. Mike, what's going on there, buddy? How can we help?
Mike.
You're 17 years old.
Mike?
17 years old. Dropping trout. What's going on there, buddy?
Yeah, what's up?
You called us. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been in this relationship with my girlfriend.
The whole relationship. TFI. Too much information there, buddy. I tell you, drop that broad and you fly solo. You know what I'm saying, man? Relationship.
You want to kind of keep a relationship.
Yeah. Relationship.
When?
6 months.
Across 6 months, when?
6 months.
Yeah, about a month and a half.
Where are you going?
Month and a half.
Missouri for basic training for
Missouri.
The Army. What do you
want to
do?
Get on your knees,
We should, you know, kind of go our separate ways.
Right, separate ways. Hey, let me tell you something out there, buddy. I'm sorry, Mike. I had to cut you off, and I got to check the time again. It's 11:52 and 40 seconds. That's 7 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up to Wichita.
Those long-distance relationships at 17, 18 really work anyway.
Yeah, look what's going on. It's having a traffic report now, Drew. Slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights on the 101 eastbound. And debris in lanes on the I-5 there. Yeah, look out for the four-level exchange, too. I'll tell you what. You folks that are currently stuck in the traffic may be thinking about an alternate route. Let's hop on the phones, get back to the phones. Jackknife Big Rick. I like this one, too. I like when they don't explain it or make any comment. A nuclear armament truck collided with a moped rider down in lanes. Now the 405, there's a mattress out there. Really? No explanation on that one? That sounds pretty gruesome to me. Jackknife, 18-wheeler, Big Rig collides with a Vespa. Blah, blah, blah.
Six cars trapped beneath this one. Okay.
Reggie, Reggie, 19 years of age. Yeah, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, Lancaster checking in, 57 degrees, 61 in Pasadena. Yeah,
hello?
Yeah, you're on the love lines there, buddy.
Go ahead, Reggie.
Major problem. Oh. I can't seem to trust any women since, 3 years ago.
I'll tell you, women can't live with them, can't live without them.
You were 16 when you had a problem, right?
16 again.
We went to New York on this trip. I asked her out on top of the Empire State Building.
New York, Empire State Building.
She says no, go downstairs, leaves me up there for 20 minutes. So go downstairs, find her making out with her ex-boyfriend. I haven't been able to trust a girl since.
Was she your girlfriend?
No, she was just like one of my best.
Reggie, get over it. Look, you're 19 now. It's time to grow up a little bit.
Sorry, Drew, let me check time real fast. Real important is, you know. Anyone who listens to morning radio knows how important it is to check the time every 10 seconds, do the math for the time. It's 11:54 and 35 seconds. I know that's confusing to everybody, but wait. It's 5 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. Now you know what time it is, right? Because if you hear 11:54, you don't even know what day it is, do you? I'm like, hey, I hear 11:54. I'm like, what month are we in? But then when they tell me it's 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, I know what time it is. Watch out for the trapped debris on lanes on the 405, the four-level match debris and lanes while Jackknife Big Rig. All right, I want to give some thanks out. Getting a little back on schedule with the Thursday night thanks. First off, I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones all week. Also on the coffee and refreshments. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones.
Why?
And occasional refreshments over here. Junior producer Lauren. I call her Junior, not because she's beneath producer Ann, just because she's actually shorter than she is. And, of course, producer Ann for putting her feminine stink all over the show and booking big-time guests.
Producers are vastly overrated.
Yes, they are. And, of course, the one with the magic fingers, engineer Anderson. This guy's slides and potentiometers.
He's one who sucks like no other.
He works at board like a drunken Asian masseuse.
Nice. And Sunday you're out.
Sunday I'm out. Jimmy Kimmel is in. So you'll have a good time with that. And then Christy Swanson is going to be in here and Newfound Glory.
You're getting married on Saturday.
Married. So good times.
Good times.
I'll be back wearing my first piece of jewelry in my entire life. Good times.
Same here.
So until next time, Sam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.